Jenny, the next paper is on fever in the post-op patient, something that we were obsessed about when I was a medical student in surgery. This is from Emergency Medicine Clinics of North America and a little bit of an approach of what to think about. The classic that we learned was that we have to worry about wind in the 1 to 2 days post-op, that's atelectasis, water in the 2 to 3 day post-op period, that's a UTI, the wound in the 3 to 7 day post-op period, so a wound infection, walking, so did the patient develop a venous thromboembolism 5 to 7 days post-op? And then finally, if they have a fever more than 7 days out, think about the wonder drugs, the drug fever that could possibly happen. Now, the honest truth is that when these patients present to the emergency department with fever, they've had a recent surgery, we are going to be focused on whether they have a wound issue, whether this is something to do with the surgery, but let's make sure that we broaden it and think about all the other things as well. The first key point these authors make is that on post-op day 5, the most common sources of fever are wound infection, that's about 40%, UTI, about 30%, and then pneumonia, about 12%. So these are the things that we have to be thinking about. Key point number 2 is the big causes of early post-op fever. The things we have to consider are necrotizing skin infections, pulmonary embolism, an anatomic leak if the patient had abdominal surgery, alcohol withdrawal, not one that I always think about because, you know, these were surgical patients, but we have to think, is this something that didn't have to do with the surgery itself? Adrenal insufficiency, another one that doesn't really have to do with the patient themselves. And then malignant hyperthermia, and that's going to be very close to the operative window, not something that's going to present 5 or 6 days afterwards when they're coming in from home. For neck fash, the authors talk about the Larynx score. This is something you can look up on MDCalc or just Google it. And it's a reasonable tool to use. It relies on a lot of different lab parameters to make the diagnosis. But if the patient looks really sick, sicker than that infection looks on the skin, think about neck fash. PE is going to require your regular evaluation. Again, ethanol withdrawal, something that we are pretty familiar with. So think about how much did the patient drink before they had their surgery. And then the next key point that they really hone in on is adrenal insufficiency, something that we can miss pretty easily. Any stress that the patient gets if they're on chronic steroid supplementation is going to increase their need for steroids. So if the patient looks septic after a procedure, give stress dose steroids, typically 100 milligrams of hydrocortisone.